This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you're making changes to your home, there's always a moment of anticipation and surprise. You know what I'm talking about. You pull up the old carpet and fingers crossed, there's gorgeous hardwood floors underneath. Or not. This is Ask This Old House. I'm Chris Hermides. All homes hold little secrets, and if you're like me, it's really fun to uncover them. Now, it goes without saying, we always hope to discover a good surprise, but sometimes you find a mess. Emily and Nick live in Dalton, Georgia, and they've got some experience with this. Right, guys?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I can't wait to hear about this unfortunate surprise you found, but first, tell me about your condo.
It is one building with four units. And we really liked it because of its location. It's really close to Nick's parents. So it worked out really well. And we came in and we knew that there was going to be some things we wanted to change, but didn't think it would be this difficult. Kind of underestimated it a little bit.
And do I understand correctly that you guys are newlyweds?
Yes.
We are.
Mm-hmm. How new?
4 months.
Yep.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thanks.
So this is your first place together as a married couple. Have you been working on it?
Kind of.
Yeah, pretty much. We're both teachers, so it's been a bit of a challenge going back to school as well. But we've been doing what we can in the evenings and on the weekends.
Sure. What do you guys teach?
I teach 8th grade math.
And I teach middle school band.
Oh, man. Yeah. Middle school. God bless you both. That's all I got to say. So tell me what you've done in the condo so far.
The first thing we needed to do was paint, mm-hmm. and we knew we wanted to pull up the carpet on the stairs. We had a good hunch that there was wood under there.
But the condition of the wood wasn't exactly what we were hoping for. Whoever laid the carpet down used some inconvenient ways of laying it, using like roofing nails and extra tack strips.
Roofing nails?
Yeah. Throughout.
What were they holding down?
I'm still concerned that they were supposed to be holding down the tread.
Yeah, it was odd because they weren't all lined up. We haven't been able to figure out why they were there.
I think it took us, my mom pitched in and Nick's grandmother pitched in. And between the four of us, it still took us a couple days to get all the nails off the top, just the treads.
Wow. How many stairs are we talking about here?
16.
Obviously, a plethora of holes throughout. Otherwise,
yes.
Are they in good shape? I mean, are the stairs sound?
We have one that is cracked. I feel it would be best to just take it out and put in a whole new tread.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, as far as stability goes, they're fine.
So are you leaning toward replacing all the treads or just giving them a facelift?
I would love it if we could save them.
Okay. And if you can save them, are you open to staining them or doing a clear coat?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how would you rate your handiness with respect to this project?
I think I'm pretty good. I have kind of like how sometimes your eyes are bigger than your stomach. I think I'm pretty good in that way.
All right, okay.
I definitely think that we could sand, stain, and with some guidance, seal. I think the ceiling is the hardest part for me.
Yeah, what kind of tools? You guys have some power tools? And
We have two sanders. We have an orbital sander and a corner sander. I think that's pretty much all of our tools.
Yeah, I mean, a drill, but yeah. Typically just the stuff that you would find in kind of a entry-level toolkit, yeah. I guess.
Are you looking for an excuse to buy more tools?
Yes, I am. I am, always.
All right. Well, you've come to the right place. Well, it sounds like you're up for a project, and our carpenter, Charlie Silva, is a master at repairing stairs. And congrats again on getting married.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thanks.
Someone who's never daunted by a project is Charlie Silva. His tips on saving a staircase in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So when I need to solve a house mystery, Charlie Silva is the guy to call. Let's get him on the line. Hey, Charlie, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
So I've got a mystery for you.
Okay.
Emily and Nick bought a house in Dalton, Georgia. Their stairs were carpeted, and when they pulled the carpeting off, they found hardwood. But here's the bummer. Someone had tacked the carpeting down with roofing nails.
Roofing nails.
They've got most of the nails out, but they still have big, ugly holes in the stair treads, and one of the treads is cracked. So they're wondering, is there a way to repair the treads, or do they have to replace them?
I mean, you definitely don't have to replace them unless they're that bad, of course. So I'm sure they're in good shape since they're asking the question, or good enough to be able to do this. So I guess one of my questions would be is, I assume that they're going to do some refinishing of at least the treads, maybe not the floors, but at least the treads completely.
Yes, and I got the sense that they'd like to stain them if possible.
Oh, it's even better then.
Okay.
So the roof nails are there, whether it's 10 or 20 of them, whatever it is, and they said they got most of the nails out. So I don't know if that means if the heads popped off of a roof nail, which they easily pop off, and if they can't get the rest of the nail out because, let's say, it's flush, what I would do is take a nail set and then set all of those nails down a little deeper, maybe 3/16 of an inch or so, maybe a little bit more, depending how it is, but use a very thin nail set so you don't make that hole any bigger.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I would prep all of the treads that way, get it done. And then on the crack, I don't know where it is, if it's on by the nosing of the tread or if it's set in the center or not. But if it isn't stable, what I would use is a trim screw most likely, but I would pre-drill the tread so not to make another crack. Mm-hmm. And then just, you know, secure it that way. I'm assuming there's only three stringers, one in the center, one on each end.
Okay.
So you would screw down where those nails are now. And I mean, you could use a long finish nail also, but at least the screw is going to bite into that existing stringer. So if it doesn't need any, maybe put in a long finish nail and then set that down a bit.
Okay.
And then you'll also, you know, while you're doing this, if there's nails in the existing treads and they're fairly flush with the top of the tread, you could also set those down all a little bit to put the filler in.
Normally, the way stairs are built, there's a stringer on each side of the stairs and then one down the middle. And these wooden treads with the nosing, they're typically nailed down from the top into those stringers with a finish nail, and you're saying that you should be able to basically see those finish nails.
Right.
And when they're fixing the area where the crack is, are you putting a screw in on both sides of the crack?
I would.
Okay. So if the crack is going lengthwise, assuming it's going from left to right across the tread, you're saying put a screw in the front of the crack and then one on the back side of the crack.
Yeah, and keeping it back at least probably 1/2 inch, 3/4 inch, you don't put it right next to it.
Okay. Once they get all that done, what do they do next?
I assume they would know what stain they're going to want to have in that final finished color. So whether it's a pine tread they have now or oak treads, you want to go with a color that is going to be the easiest one to match your stain. So for example, TimberMate makes a really nice product, and you know they could have a chestnut, a walnut, oak, pine. So you really just want to line up that putty and then follow the directions. But what I would do is I would sand the treads first before applying, whether it's a two-part epoxy or another putty.
Okay.
But I would sand it first, apply it, then sand that, you know, smooth, and then start that way.
Okay, sand the treads and then apply a putty or epoxy over the nail holes, using a putty that's the same color of the stain they want to use for the treads, and then sand the putty down with like 220, 180 grit?
No. I mean, if they're refinishing their treads, they might be professionally sanding them completely. So they might be, you know, using a power sander. Hopefully they have a vacuum system on it.
Yep.
Mask, etc. But yeah. The stain that they're going to have to take the finish off.
Right.
So
okay.
I'm hearing that they are going to do a complete resanding, which, yep. You know, there's hand scraping involved. There's a lot around the balises, etc.
Oh, hand scraping? Come
listen,
on.
You want to do it right, Chris, you got to do it this way.
Oh my God. Well, that sounds like a lot of work.
Well, you got to get in close to where the balusters are.
Right.
You don't want to. Or you could always put carpet down again.
Right. I don't think they want to do that. All right, so they definitely have their work cut out for them, but it sounds like it's totally salvageable.
Absolutely, and my guess is the tread's salvageable.
Awesome. Thanks, Charlie. Emily and Nick will be psyched to hear that.
You're welcome.
Got a long overdue project at your house? Submit your project at askthisoldhouse.com. Ask This Old House is produced by Catherine Fenelosa at Rococo Punch. Production support from Sarah Chase. Thanks to Emily and Nick Walker and Charlie Silva. If you want to let us know what you think of the show, send us an email, ask@thisoldhouse.com, and subscribe to our podcast newsletter at thisoldhouse.com/newsletters. Don't forget to watch our Ask This Old House TV show on PBS and in the This Old House app. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and YouTube. I'm Chris Ermides. This is the last episode of the season. Thanks so much for listening.